What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
I'm no good at taking good advice, and I'm self-careless, so don't tell me twice that lately I've been so stuck in my head that I forget just about everything my therapist said. Maybe I'm self-helpless. Maybe I'm self-helpless. Maybe I'm self-helpless. Maybe we are all self-helpless.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Self-Helpless podcast. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we're bringing you our top life hacks. I almost just said top favorite life hacks. I was like, well, that's... That's the same. This is how this episode is going to go for me mentally, just so everybody knows.
I mean, life hack number one, say whatever you want, whatever you need to, you know, say it however you like.
I told Chad as I was getting ready for this episode, I was having trouble coming up with some at first. And I was like, you know what? I want somebody to give me a fucking life hack. I'm losing my mind lately. We went to Cheesecake Factory and I didn't know that we were going to go. I thought we were just running errands. And so I wore my pajamas under my coat to the Cheesecake Factory. I just need everybody to know that's mentally where I'm at in my life, is eating fucking spaghetti and meatballs with a pajama shirt on under my coat. And it's just, that's where I'm at.
That is, hey, no shame there. No shame at all. It actually reminds me, I actually wore my pajamas to my first support group meeting. I don't know if I told you that, but that's where I was at. And it was a room of, you know, 60 something people. But I wore a pajama top, but I wore like kind of normal looking pants, I guess.
Right, yes.
I got so many compliments on my top, and I said, it is PJs. This is a pajama top. And people loved it. They just loved the pattern. They loved the vibe. I'm like, all right, you know what? I think this is going to go into my regular shirt category now. It can be both. Oh. It's been confirmed. So that might be the case for your top too.
Oh my God, that's so funny. You really met the perfect group of people for you, like enabling your insane fashion choices. I feel like today people listening, when I said I wore my pajamas under my coat to Cheesecake Factory, I feel like people were like, oh, that sounds like Kelsey's voice, but that's for sure what Delaney would do.
Right. We're just slowly morphing into one person.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I've said it before, I feel like there's some days where the Self-Helpless podcast feels more like a self-help podcast, and right, other days where it feels like a self-helpless,
yes,
like a, listen, I again would love life hacks from some other people right now, but I am excited about the list I have. It's
I can't wait to hear about your list. Before we get into it, where are you performing coming up?
So many tour dates for next year, you guys. In January, I will be in Orlando and San Diego. In February, I will be in Tacoma, Philly, Red Bank, Stamford. And then in March, San Francisco, Chicago, Minneapolis. And then I'm taping my special April 6th in Madison, Wisconsin. And nice. So excited. And then it'll be Sacramento, Salt Lake City, Vegas, Denver, Kansas City, Baltimore area. So that's the first half of next year. And yeah, please go to kelseycook.com and get some tickets. How about you, Del?
Oh, fabulous. I got to have to send some of Cam's buddies out to your special. A lot of Wisconsiners
yes,
out there.
Yes, please.
Awesome. I have another podcast. It's called Career Crush. It's totally free. It's a private show, but there's no fee or anything. It's at my website, DelaneyFisher.com. And we're just talking about creativity in work and in life and finding the sweet spot in whatever it is that you do or want to do or how you want to contribute. And I am just loving all the interviews that I'm having over there. I'm just like, it's just great talking to people who do things that I've always been interested in. I get so much out of it. I'm hearing, you know, the listeners get a lot out of it too. And I like bridging that gap. Like when I feel like I have a lot of questions about a topic, it's so nice to just have, you know, an hour conversation with somebody who can give so much insight and perspective on what it's like to do that job or live that lifestyle. And just, you know, those little nuggets of wisdom that you can kind of plug into your own life. I'm loving it. So I'd love to have you over there if it sounds like something that you're interested in. Again, it's at my website, DelaneyFisher.com. I also like to share about like media and career opportunities. And we do like special events sometimes and all that. So we're doing like a virtual art gallery for the holidays this season, promoting all the different artists in my in that space over there. So yeah,
that's awesome.
It's just a fun, creative, weird virtual playground. I don't know. It's not one thing. It's many things. And I fucking love that. You know?
Yeah. Wear your pajamas, everybody. It's
fine. Wear your pajamas. I mean, exactly. Do whatever you want to do. So many of you know I tried to put myself in a box for so long. And the box is fucking exploded, okay? There's shit everywhere. It's a mess. And I'm enjoying
it. The feral cat
that way.
Is on the loose.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm not putting anything in a box ever again.
Yeah.
Unless it's when I'm decluttering.
Yes.
Then boxes are needed. But
yes.
Anyway, that's it.
I love it. So our quotable today comes from one of our helpsters, Amelia. It says, "Doubt is one of the names of intelligence." Oh, this is from George Louis Borges?
Or is it Jorge Luis Borges?
You know, Delaney, it probably is, but I live in Minnesota and I have never been whiter in my entire life. So we're going to go with your pronunciation.
Oh, yeah. That's Kelsey's new favorite term.
Go on the pontoon. It's so bad. I've been saying ope so much lately without even realizing it. I'm like, God, it sunk in. It just happened so quickly.
I haven't even heard of ope. Is that like a combination of oh no and nope or what?
It's like if you're accidentally in somebody's way, you're like, oh, excuse me. Oh, sorry. Oh, didn't see you there. Who am I? What has become of my life?
Oh, I can't wait to see, like, to have a conversation with you in, like, 5 years when it's really sunk into your bones and the kind of shit that's going to come out of your mouth. That's going to be a good time for everybody around you in your life.
It's going to be crazy. I mean, who knows? Who knows where this accent is going to go in 5 years? It's already this bad and I haven't even been here a year, so... Well, back to the quote. Doubt is one of the names of intelligence.
I've never heard this before.
Yeah, I haven't either. I mean, I suppose that's true.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I don't know if this is just something I've heard in like discussions with people, like on podcasts, or if there's another quote of like, you know, some of the most, brilliant people or, you know, unique people are, you know, some of the people that are filled with like the most doubt and self-doubt. It's almost like the more doubt you have about something, it's like the more you should probably put it out there in a way or, you know, bring it to life. Because I feel like self-doubt could be the fact that it's maybe different than everything around you, or you haven't seen it before, or you think it's maybe too weird. And that's probably why the world needs it the most, is because maybe it is different. Maybe it is a new idea. Maybe it is a new weird thing. And you're the one to bring that to life or something. That's just my two cents. I truly have no idea what this author meant by that quote.
I like it. I like that. I think that's a good interpretation. I think the word doubt just threw me, but if you think of it also as self-reflection, like people who are kind of turning inward and being like, okay, what's going on? I feel like those are intelligent people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird because I'm like, I feel like in the times where I felt the most confident in myself,
yeah,
I knew the least about that thing.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? It's almost like, yeah. Oh, the more I learn about something, the more like maybe doubt I actually have about,
yes,
should I do this? Should I be the one to do this? There's a lot already out there about this thing. You know, it's like, but when you, for me, I'm just talking about from my perspective, in times where I feel like I didn't know much about that topic or that thing, I was like, fucking, I can do this. Let's go. I don't know. Yeah. It's just a weird, weird dynamic.
Well, I think imposter syndrome sometimes doesn't set in until you have some success.
Yeah.
And that's when you start to be like, oh, shit, should I have this? Did I earn this? Am I good enough for this? But when you're starting, it's like you might not have success yet. So you're just wildly confident for no reason.
Right. And then it's like there's something to lose kind of when you have found some success and you're like, oh, if I do this, will everything disappear?
Yeah. Oof. Our minds.
Yeah.
What fun blobs. Amelia, thank you so much for submitting that. If you would like to be able to submit quotes or pick the show's topics, you can become a patron. You can join patreon.com/selfhelpless. So many fun things to do over there.
Yeah, you can also submit shout outs that get on the show and hot recommendations, like your favorite life hacks we'll read on the show. It's just a good time. So,
damn it.
Here we go.
That was such a bad one. Oh, guys, I'm sorry.
Oh, Kels, I feel like you should start your hack list because maybe there's going to be something real Minnesotan on there. How to call a woodpecker company when it eats your house?
Oh, my God.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Delaney and Taylor came to visit me, which I don't even think, have we talked about yet as a segment?
I feel like we did, but I can't remember. I
can't
don't
remember
know.
Either. Guys, help. But when Taylor and Delaney came, we had been in the process of having a hole on the side of our house repaired because goddamn woodpecker, this is where I live now, fucking woodpeckers come just drill a hole in the house you bought. And so we've got like all sorts of like reflective tape out there now to keep them away. It's just a whole thing. Like this is truly your mid-30s is getting quotes for woodpecker repair. What the fuck am I doing?
When you became a homeowner, you really went for it. You went all in on homeowner duties and tasks and to-do lists. Yes. Full in.
I'm shocked that like my hair didn't cut itself into like a very short bob and like have a minivan in front of my house immediately. Like I do feel very like a Midwest mom, even though I don't have kids, but it's just being a homeowner. Yeah, it's a whole thing now, but I fucking love it. I love this house so much. Okay, should we start with some life hacks?
Let's do it. What do you got? Okay.
So I have a few different categories. I've got like beauty hacks. I've got travel hacks. I've got pet hacks,
fabulous,
stuff like that. So I will start with my travel hacks. Great. And this is a, you can do this anywhere. It doesn't have to be traveling, but I find that when you're on a trip, especially a vacation with friends, you want to maybe blast some music. And sometimes your iPhone doesn't do the trick. Sometimes you don't have a Bluetooth speaker with you, but if you take a bowl and put your phone in it, it will amplify the sound coming out of it. Have you ever done that?
Yes. I do it with cups.
Oh, yes.
Like cups. Tall glasses.
Mm-hmm, that works too. Yes. So anyway, yeah, that's like one of my favorite things. Ever since I figured that out, I do that shit all the time.
I love it. I love it. Such a good one. And you can do it anywhere. That's what's so great.
Thank you.
And it can be outdoors, indoors. I mean, wherever you're at. So travel hacks made me think of one of your favorite travel hacks that you've given me, which is to put a phone charger in your either suitcase or overnight bag. I keep a phone charger in every bag, all my overnight bags now, and I love it. And I did this when we first moved into our current place. We were moving into a much bigger area, and so I did that with my home that I forgot to mention on the podcast. I bought phone chargers and put one in every room of our home because they kept disappearing and moving from one area to the next, and there was just more nooks and crannies to plug it in. So now in every room and like every kind of nook and corner, we have one, you know, whether it's in a drawer or a basket or whatever. It just makes things so much more convenient.
Yeah. I mean, some of them are expensive, but you can get some kind of cheaper ones, and it just, there's nothing worse than feeling stranded with a low phone battery. It can be such an anxiety inducing situation.
Yes, absolutely. So that made me think of your travel hack.
I love that. Well, that's funny because that kind of piggybacks onto my next one I was going to say, which was to buy two of everything if you're able to. And this is, I think this is more geared toward people who travel frequently. But for me, it is really exhausting to, on a weekly basis, like pack things, get home, take them back out a few days later, put everything back in. And so I just finally was like, you know what? I will use these up eventually, like with skincare products, toiletries, anything that you can afford to have two of that makes your life easier. In my mind, it's worth the money because like you will go, you would be buying a second one of it anyway once you rounded up the first one. So you might as well just buy two and then use them both at half the rate without having to move them back and forth.
Yeah, that duplicates totally make sense, especially for your lifestyle, like hairbrushes, makeup, toiletries, like all that shit.
Yes. A hairbrush is a great one. Yeah. Toothpaste, deodorant, all that shit. It's like just have a travel version of as many things as you can. And then it does cut out a lot of time.
That's great. Yes. A styling one I kind of have is, I don't know if you do this, Kels, but this is a hack I've been using for a while now. When I tuck, I do a lot of like tucked in shirts with high-waisted jeans now is my look these days. Yes, and I will actually tuck my shirt into my underwear inside of my pants because it keeps it still. It kind of looks like a body. It looks like my shirt is now a bodysuit and it stays put. Because if I don't do that, it kind of hunches up, you know, kind of rises up as the day goes. Right. But if I tuck it into my panties, it stays there.
That's
and
so
it's
smart.
Pretty solid. So that's my DIY bodysuit hack.
Shit. Fashion tips coming from Pajama Lady.
I know.
And they're actually good. Who knew?
I feel like, hey, try it and let me know how you feel about it. But it's like, it's pretty great.
I love that. I really will try that because I'm not a fan of how a bodysuit feels. I love how they look.
Same.
But I hate the it's like feels like you're wearing two pairs of underwear.
Yes.
The snaps are riding all around back. It's just like this isn't anything we're used to. This doesn't feel normal. It's all bunchy. I don't like it. So I have actually been cutting. I'll buy a bodysuit and I will cut the pieces of cloth that snap down there. And so I just do a little tuck.
Okay. And you tuck it into your underwear or no?
I don't tuck it into my underwear. I'm going to try to hack though, but I just tuck it into my jeans.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try my little panties. Let me see how it goes.
Yeah. I absolutely will. I really will. So, okay. This is my one pet life hack. This is for cat owners. And I did not know this until, I don't know, a little while into having my cats, and it was really a game changer. When you are clipping their claws, it goes so much more easily if you wrap them in a towel or blanket, like if you swaddle them like a little baby and then pull one paw out at a time and like tuck it back in once it's done. Oh my God, it makes, it's like putting a weighted blanket on you when you're having anxiety. I mean, my cats don't like getting their claws clipped. And so they don't wiggle around. They don't like try to scratch you. If you haven't tried that, it makes a huge difference.
Oh yes. Love it. Such a good one. Yeah. My dogs are so insane that they don't let us clip their nails. So we have to take them to a doggy nail salon.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But I have definitely tried. I have tried everything that I could do at home. And they're so anti me touching their paws. it's been rough. But I also have a little pet hack. Okay. So I don't know if you get like this now that you're a dog mom, Kels, but the poop bags that you take on walks with your dogs, I can never fucking open them. They are infuriating. Can somebody please make a poop bag that's easy to open? And please. So I will be sitting there for minutes trying to open this thing. I'll be licking my fingers. I'll be spitting on it. I'll be open. All right. So now I just pre-open my bags before I go on a walk. So I will get all my bags out. I will actually wet my fingers under the sink and I will open and all the bags, air them out, put them in my pocket, or I keep a little fanny pack. I wear a fanny pack when I walk my dogs. I'll put them in there. So when they take a shit, all I got to do is just pull it out. It's ready to go. You scoop it, you're done. There's no fighting with the poop bag in the middle of the street in front of your neighbors. So I don't know. Oh, have you experienced this now?
Yes. And
okay.
And I do the same thing as you now.
Oh my gosh, how funny.
Especially in Minnesota winters, I'm wearing like giant mittens to walk in. And so then you would poop and there's no shot. Then you're taking mittens off, your hands are freezing. It is the worst. You know, why have they not fixed that?
I say that to myself every time. Like, how is there somebody who's figured this out and I just don't know about the product, or have they not figured this out yet?
It's crazy. It's, I feel your pain completely. I get full of rage thinking about by the end of the year how many minutes I have spent trying to open poop bags every day.
Yes.
And it's too much. So,
you know what really pisses me off is I have pretty sweaty hands naturally, but anytime I go to open a poop bag, all of a sudden my hands aren't sweaty enough to open them. I'm like, I'm sorry. Why is this? What is this like hyperhidrosis thing that I got not working when I need it to? Only when I don't want it to be sweaty, when I'm like shaking somebody's hand, then it's all over the place. But when I need it, when it could be useful, it's like bye, bitch.
Dry as paper.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Fuck you. It's crazy. this is I've got a few kitchen ones. So I have started to use my paper grocery bags as my recycling bin in my kitchen. And so that way, I mean, such a small thing, but it's just like, it cuts out that middle step of having to like dump a bin or do a garbage line or anything like that. It's just when the paper bag is full, you just grab the handles and go set it in the recycling bin. And it's just very streamlined. It's like you get to just throw away your entire recycling bin every time.
Yes. I love that. I love that. Yeah. It's so funny. Cam and I have never had enough room in any kitchen we've lived in together to actually have a trash can. There's never been room for a full-size trash can. So we have had to use...
LA.
Yeah, I know, right? So we've had to use exactly like the Trader Joe's paper bags or just tiny little baskets where we have tiny little bags in it. But I'm like, I'm so looking forward to at some point being able to fit a trash can in my kitchen. I mean, I'm not asking for much, people.
Living in Los Angeles truly reduces you to feeling like a fucking feral animal, where you're like, I didn't realize that my needs were so unreasonable.
Right.
But that's what LA makes you feel like. I mean, it's nuts.
Absolutely nuts.
Yeah,
LA but to go with, yes, to go with your kitchen thing, I've one thing that I do that's like kind of, I don't know, kitchen adjacent is I try to think of what I can do for my future self in a like a daily future self thing. So what I have started doing, I have a little kind of like protein drink, vitamin drink every day. And I don't know why, but in the morning, it just feels like so much to do to like go to my kitchen, get the cup, put the powder in, blah, blah, blah. So I just Before I go to bed, I will grab my little bottle and put the scoop in there, and then just keep it in the fridge for myself. So that way, all I have to do, I open it, I put the water in, I'm ready to drink, I shake it and I drink it. Versus all those other little steps that sometimes you just don't feel like doing in the morning for yourself. It's kind of just setting my morning routine up to be a little bit more, just be more easy.
I love that.
And I don't know. I do that for myself as when I can think about it. I don't do it every day, but when I think about it and I'm really on my A game.
I love that. We've talked before on here about how sometimes there's this pressure to have like this cookie cutter morning routine, this Instagrammable morning routine, and
barf.
But yeah, you have to just, I think, figure out like what is going to be the most efficient for you. If you have more energy at night, then fuck it. Put the scoop of powder in there then.
Exactly. It's like picking your clothes out the night before. You know, it's like, what could I just do the night before? I'm already walking around. Let me just do it, because when I right when I wake up, I'm not going to feel like doing a bazillion different things. My brain is still waking up.
Yeah, I think I struggle more on days where it feels like I didn't get a lot of momentum in the morning because like one thing took longer than it should have.
Yeah.
And then the whole day you kind of feel behind and there's an anxiety. So it's like, yeah, if you can just like knock off a few things early on and help yourself the night before get ready for it, then great.
It's like those micro tasks that really add up become very draining and tedious without you realizing it. It's like, ugh, can I just blast some music and just get this shit done for my tomorrow self?
Yes. I was looking online about executive function stuff with ADHD, and been looking at so many things lately that's like for females, like, is it female ADHD or is it depression? Like, you know, so many of those things can look similar. And I was reading, I think it was on Reddit maybe, but like several people, their experiences with executive function issues or like just feeling an inability to do a task that to other people might seem like very easy to do. And somebody described it as, if it can't be done in an instant, then I have a hard time doing it. And I was like, oh, I felt so seen, because there are so many things throughout my day that it's like, is this really like that hard to do? No, but I can't do it in an instant, and that bothers me. And then it feels very daunting to me.
Oh, that's interesting. Has that always been the case for you, or do you feel like that's more of a recent thing or like an adulthood thing?
It has been much more prevalent the past few years. So you and I were actually talking before the show started about just like how I think a lot of the trauma with the mom stuff and just 2020 and it's just a lot of things that happened in my life in this kind of short period of time. I feel like it really changed the chemicals in my brain. I feel like my brain is very different now than it was pre-2020, and I don't remember things being quite so difficult before. And so it's, you know, I'm in the middle of taking some steps to hopefully figure this out and have life feel a little bit easier. But I don't remember things feeling so daunting.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, it makes sense. A lot's gone on the last few years for sure.
Yeah.
Another thing that goes along with your trash bag thing, I have a never ending good like donation bag in my home. Maybe this is helpful. I think this was the minimalists have shared this, a lot of, you know, kind of like minimalism people. But I love that, because it's like the things that maybe you feel like have not had a place all of a sudden have a place, where like, you know, I'm either keeping it or I'm donating it, and I'm not going to donate it to like tomorrow, but I'm going to donate it when this bag is full, like in a month or something. And I just like when things have like their little categories and places. And then I have another separate bag now of like, maybe I get something gifted or I get like a lot of something. Like people love gifting me like all kinds of bath things, which I fucking love. But I got like 750 bath bombs 1 year for Christmas. Yeah. I got so many, right? And so now I have another bag where it's like, keeping this for regifting because there's just a lot of duplicates or whatever. And then I always have like cute little gifts on hand, you know, for my friends or family or just like little things come up. So those are like the two never ending bags I now have in my home that I feel like I use very frequently.
That's so smart. The gifting idea. Yeah, we have one here for the clothes that we want to donate. And to add on to that, I know we've mentioned this in previous episodes about minimalism and decluttering, but if you're somebody who has a hard time letting go of things or kind of like being on the fence, I had started to keep clothes in the trunk of my car.
Right.
And then if a few months went by and I realized that like I couldn't even remember what was in that bag, then you know like it's not something that's very significant to you. You can probably part with it and be okay emotionally. So that's another good one too. If like, if you're somebody who struggles with it, just put it in purgatory. It's like,
yes,
give yourself a little time. If you are somebody that's afraid of just like an immediate declutter.
Absolutely. Oh, clothing limbo. I love it. Nothing better. Clothing limbo.
Yes. I love it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is a random kitchen one, and other people might do this. This might be super basic for people, but I recently started using, so I eat avocado almost every day on my sandwich, and I have started to use the other half of the shell as the Ziploc bag.
Oh, we just
like
put it
that's
up back
how
on.
I keep it from oxidizing and getting brown on the outside is instead of using a Ziploc bag that I don't need to, I just use the shell that's like maybe hollowed out now. If I like scooped one half of it out, I just like put it back on like a little, like a little hat.
Yes.
And it works. It's been working great.
Oh, I love it. And very eco-friendly of you. I much
Thank
appreciate
you. I
this.
Thought you'd be proud.
Little avocado hat. I love it.
Thank you. I thought you'd
so
be
so cute. This is more of just like a life one, just general. We've talked about like the worry appointment thing on here so many times, but it really is just such a great hack that I really come back to. But years ago, my therapist shared like make a little worry appointment. Like when you find yourself kind of spiraling or being anxious about something, put a worry appointment in your calendar. It could be like every day at 3 p.m. or once a week at 2 p.m., whatever. And if you do that, it's just kind of like this weird little mind fuck where you are like, oh, I can worry about this later on my worry appointment. And then like sometimes when you get to your worry appointment where you're allowed to just sit there for 10 to 15 minutes and worry and spiral about everything, you often feel like you don't need the appointment. So it kind of trains your brain to like, oh, I can worry about that later. And then you don't end up needing to. And I've just really loved that, that whole concept of like making time for something, scheduling time, and either doing it because you need it, like following through on that, or using it as kind of a trick for your brain.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting on a like a neurochemical level on making...
Yes.
Like new neural pathways.
Yes.
Because you're training your brain to not give into that immediate worry and go down that spiral. It's like you're creating a new groove in your brain of like, actually, we're going to do this instead. We'll do this later. And then like you said, turns out sometimes then you don't even have to do it at all.
Love it. I mean, I cannot really count the times that I've actually sat down and had my worry appointment. Right. I really don't think I've used that much. I'm like, okay, setting my alarm for 15 minutes. Let's spiral about my entire life and all of my choices. Yeah. I just don't think I've really done that much.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's helpful.
So if you know my stand-up, then you would probably already know this hack. But despite having more money now than I did when I was in college, having an actual dishwasher in my home, I still continue to, if I'm putting slices of banana on cereal or oatmeal, I still just tear it off. I tear off chunks with my teeth and I just do a gentle pop, just drop it with my mouth onto my... Listen, I really feel like those years of college or living in the valley without a dishwasher, it's like you just don't want to create more dishes than necessary. That, 'cause you're going to have to wash them by hand if you don't have a dishwasher. And so I just started doing that and I can't stop.
You know, it's going to take some time to retrain that fucking neural pathway in your head, I think. You know what I mean? It's like, listen, Kels, listen, you got a woodpecker guy, you can use a goddamn knife, okay? You have the space to use a knife and put it in your 12, one of 12 dishwashers you have. You got it. You got this.
I know. The lady came over and I was showing her and Taylor that the house we bought, it's like, there's like some fancy things like that my white trash ass didn't even know existed, where like they make dishwashers now that look like drawers in your kitchen. They just look like they're part of the cabinets. And so our dishwasher is actually like two drawers stacked on top of each other. And when I told Delaney and Taylor that when they were showing us the house on the house tour, I was like, oh, well, guys, I mean, it's a beautiful house, but I can't buy a house that doesn't have a dishwasher. And they just looked at me like I was such a child. They're like, oh, you don't have nice things. You don't understand how this works. So, yeah, I've learned some things.
Yeah,
it's living here. But yeah, you're right. I should just slice it up with a knife. But
at least with the spoon that you are using for your cereal, like you take the spoon, you unpeel the banana, drop the banana in your cereal, and then spoon it up into chunks.
I know. That's what I do. Nothing's faster than my teeth.
Oh, gosh. You know, you belong in Minnesota. I'm kidding.
You know, it's so funny. Do you know how rare it is on this show to elicit that sort of response from you toward me? A very limited amount.
It's only happened one time, and that was 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, I don't think I've ever heard her make that sound toward me, look at me like that. We used to be like, somebody could compile just a jump cut of every time on the show where I've gone, oh, Delaney.
Yeah.
Just in horror and shock at something you've done, and that was very fun. Oh my god, I love it. I feel so alive. I feel
free. Oh yeah. I just feel like, I don't know, there's just, even though it's your own spit that you are using, like you're mouthing it yourself and you're gonna be the one eating it, still seems gross to me.
It is
like
gross.
Nobody else is gonna be eating it, but like how about you only put it in your mouth one time? That's a new rule for you going forward. It just goes in once and that's it.
I mama bird myself.
Yeah. It's
but
just...
I will say, it's like they're not, it's not like covered in slobber. I'm not like a Great Dane or something. Like it's, I'd like bite, tear it off with my teeth and then it's like dropped in. There's like no, not like a lot of saliva going on.
You know, dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans. So, you know, maybe... You know, I would prefer a Great Dane slobber. And then you eat the bowl of cereal. But anyway, you know, it's just, you got some stuff to work on. You know, I'll settle for a knife or a spoon. Okay. And the spoon that you're actually using for your cereal, because then you are not using extra dishes.
I know.
And you use a spoon for your cereal. You're not slurping it up, right? Without silverware.
It's like not very... like pleasing to me in like a tactile way to like use the spoon, because it makes it all like scooped weird. And then like, I also don't like with a spoon or a knife that like the edge is pushing up against your finger. I sound like I have some serious issues right now.
Wow. Wow. I'm learning so much about you just from this one scenario.
I'm losing my mind.
Maybe you need to start wearing a glove when you...
No, see, this is what I mean. This is all too much work. I'm just going to tear it off with my teeth.
Can you maybe make a video for me the next time you do this to yourself or share it online if you like? Sure. I would like to see your process and I'd like to hear about what's going on through your head.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, great. That would
I
be
stopped
great.
Microwaving my water for you. I have an actual tea kettle now. I have changed my ways for you.
That's awesome. I love that. That's very nice. One big thing for me, these are just a couple little hacks, I guess, at once, is I really like the look of the TVs that look like they're a picture frame. And I've shared this before, but they are very expensive. So I literally bought duct tape that looks like wood. And then I duct tape the frame of my TV. I love it. People love it. Get so many compliments on it. I was like, it was $4. It's pretty great. Dude, you should get some.
It looks so good. I
love it.
I would never know.
Right? So it's like, look, that's a fun little hack. Just like little design hacks like that. I've put like hanging kind of macrame pieces over my wall unit, air conditioning units, because those are such eyesores. Mm-hmm. Especially like if you live in a little place, like places like LA, it's going to be a small area. Those things can just be such big eyesores in your environment. Any way that you can like hide something with a potted plant or put a macrame or put some fucking duct tape that looks like wood, I'm all for that. Those little simple, very affordable design hacks have really made such a big difference in how I feel in a very, you know, small space.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome. I love that life hack of yours. I have one more thing about bananas, but I promise it's not anything savage. So I tend to have a smoothie every morning, and for a while, and this, again, this might be a completely duh thing for a lot of people, but for a while I was buying sliced bananas from the store, like frozen bags of sliced bananas.
Oh, I didn't even, okay. It makes sense that they sell those. I didn't even think that they would. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they have like combo packs where it's like strawberries
for like smoothies
and sliced bananas.
And shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
And I was just like spending so much fucking money on banana slices that were frozen or whatever. And it's, I just now, again, probably everybody already does this, but to me, I was like, oh, I can just buy a bunch of bananas for like $1.10. And freeze them. So I feel a little embarrassed that I even shared that, because I can feel from you that you're like, wow, okay.
You were going to say, I can save money by just slicing them with my teeth. And then I've saved $17 a month by munching them up and put them in my freezer. So I'm glad that you went that direction with this. This is, we're making progress already.
There's a lot going on.
We're making progress. Okay, my last couple here. These are more just like, okay. Using pencil instead of pen on your planner. I just love it so much. I used to use pen, and then I would erase things and change things around, and then my calendar looked so chaotic. And I look at my calendar many times throughout the day, and to see just like a, you know, a kind of clear, you know, space and things that are, you know, movable has released so much stress and anxiety. And it's one of our listeners who gave us that tip so long ago. And I've looked for the email where they sent that in so I could actually address that person, but you know who you are. And I love you so much. Thank you for that hot tip. And another kind of planning hack is I just automate everything. I automate things on my digital calendar for like standing appointments or people's birthdays or, putting money into my savings, like transactions. I like setting something up one time and then not thinking about it anymore. And I just, anything that I can automate in my life has just been huge.
Amazing. Yeah. My last few that I have to do with beauty things. So if you are somebody who feels like when they get out of the shower, they have a hard time brushing their hair, like it's tangled. Or you deal with like damaged hair, split ends, I will use conditioner in the shower the normal way, you know, put it on, let it sit, and then I will rinse it off. But then before I get out of the shower, I will take a tiny, tiny bit, like really such a small amount, and I will just like comb it through the very ends of my hair. I don't want it to get up all the way toward my roots and feel greasy at all, but it just helps so much too when you get out and you're brushing it. And then it's like a little bit of a leave-in treatment too.
Oh, I see. So you actually put a little conditioner at the very bottom? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, the very ends of my hair.
And you don't rinse it?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Ah,
yeah. It just helps like protect the hair a little bit. It's kind of like, yeah. I think it's a good protection product without having to buy a whole separate thing.
Yes.
So I like doing that. In that same vein of not needing to buy more products than you need, if you're somebody who likes a really sheer foundation or like a BB cream or tinted moisturizer, I've just been making my own lately because I really like the sunscreen I have, but it's just like white sunscreen.
Yeah.
And I also really like my foundation, but on days where I don't want like a full face of makeup, but I just want a little tiny something, just mix a little bit of your foundation into your sunscreen and it's instantly a tinted moisturizer.
Nice.
Or a tinted sunscreen. Yeah.
Love it.
If you are somebody who really dreads taking your eye makeup off at the end of the night, especially like hard to get off mascara, I just have found that tubing mascara in the past couple years has really changed my life. If you don't know what tubing mascara is, it goes onto your eyelashes differently than a regular mascara. And it kind of like almost creates like a spaghetti, like a hollowed out spaghetti noodle around your eyelash. And to get tubing mascara off, you just get your eyelashes wet. And then it just like comes off in the full like
in
tube.
A tube?
Yep. Like there's like little what? Like it looks like black spider legs on your fingers.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Yep. And oh, so those are okay. Also really great for like smudging or flake because they like can't. Because like they don't really like react to oil. It just comes off with water. So
wow.
Yeah, I really like tubing mascara too.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And then this is, I don't know, this is not the most eco-conscious, I will say this, but if you are acne prone, I have started to buy, I believe it's called the Clean Skin Club is the brand on Amazon. They sell disposable face towels that are like just, it's like a paper towel, basically. I mean, I'm sure you could just use a paper towel, but it's like made of a little bit nicer, softer material that's good for your skin. I have found that before I had bought that, I would use a washcloth on my face. I would try to use it maybe like two or three times before putting it in the hamper, but like you are technically kind of spreading bacteria around. But if you use one every single time you wash your face, then that's a lot of laundry as well. So I've just been using these. They're great to like wipe the counter off after you're done washing your face. And that's just been a nice change in my life.
Nice.
Yeah. So those are my life hacks.
Fabulous. I love it. Gosh, there's so many. Oh my God. You could have we could have a hack episode for every category of our life.
Oh, we really could.
There's so many good ones. Well, what do you got segment wise?
Yes. So I have been watching a couple shows on Netflix that I really like and just wanted to recommend. They're very, very different. So I finished the Netflix documentary called Quarterback, which follows three of the current NFL quarterbacks. And if you're somebody who loves sports, it just is so fascinating as somebody who obviously did not, I didn't grow up playing football. I don't know that much about it. I didn't understand a lot of the behind the scenes of what it takes to be a quarterback. And it's just interesting to see their lives outside of football. And anyway, if you're a sports person, it was very well done. It was very interesting. And then Chad and I have been watching, I believe it's called Life on Our Planet. It's new. It came out. Morgan Freeman is doing the narration and it is fucking fascinating. I mean, you feel like you're on an edible watching it because it's like they've recreated what all the dinosaurs would have looked like.
Oh, fascinating.
It's you're seeing things that you can't even imagine they ever existed. It's so wild. So it's kind of like walking you through the evolution of like creatures and life on our planet and how things came to be. And it's so good. It's so interesting.
Oh, fabulous. I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah.
It's like a really good one.
Yeah.
I didn't really have anything sticking out, but I found some bonus hacks. So I'm just going to share those.
Great.
So actually my friend Sandy gave me this hack recently. She is decorating an apartment and she found out that, okay. So, you know, like cute little shelves that go on the wall, right? Like just like the little standalone shelves. She's like, if you actually get stairs, if you go to your home improvement store and you actually buy wood that's meant for like a stair topper, it's so much cheaper than buying the wood as a shelf. So you get the stair wood, you have them cut it there for you, and then you go home and you save a lot of money because shelves are so expensive. Hot tip there. Great little design hack there. And then I wanted to say a few more things. I find that like wearing a cute workout outfit or just even cute PJs or just feeling a little cute, it translates into me taking better care of myself. I will move my body more. I find myself eating more mindfully. I tend to kind of have a lot of emotional overeating habits. I don't do that as much. Like when I feel like I look cute and it makes me feel good, it makes me want to do things that are great for my body. So I really noticed how just, you know, taking a few extra minutes to like wear a little matching outfit or put something cute on instead of just staying in something like gross all day.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to do that more often for myself. I also like to take little like, you know, room spray, and I like to put my fan on in my room and then spray the fan. So the spray, like it goes all over the room. I feel like that's just like, you know, that way you're not spraying every corner. You just kind of get it all done in one fell swoop. And then what I found out recently, I make a lot of art at home and I like to thrift different canvases and I'll paint over canvas and all that. I found a thrift shop recently that also sells paint. So now all of my materials that I make are going to be repurposed and thrifted. All of my art things, my supplies, and I love that because, you know, I like the eco-friendly stuff. So that's a hot tip that I just didn't know existed, that people are actually reselling paint that they don't need anymore. Love that. You know how we've said, like, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
I think I shared this last episode too, but I've been really trying to ask myself, like, is this a 10 for you? Is this like a 10 out of 10? Mm. You want to do it, it feels good or whatever. And that's been helping me a little bit more than if it's not a hell yes, it's a no, because I can actually put a number to it where it's like, you know, it's like, oh, it could be a hell yes or I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just, oh, it's a 7 out of 10. I'm not going to do it today or whatever. I don't know why that's been helping me as just like a mindset hack, but it has. And then my last one that I have found here is if you are somebody who has a lot of interests and likes to do a lot of different things, and maybe even you switch careers frequently, as I've done, I'm really trying to, as soon as I catch myself kind of beating myself up for it, like, why can't you just pick a thing and stay with a thing forever, whatever. I will just immediately ask myself, what would I say to a little kid right now? Like, would I be rude to a little kid who outgrew playing with Barbies every day? Like, you got to play with Barbies every day for the rest of your life. You picked one thing and you got to, you know.
Right.
I'm like, I would never, what? That's so ridiculous. Like, so I've been shifting that a lot. Because I tend to, that's my default for a long time, is just beating myself up for changing my mind or growing in a different direction. And that has been really helping when you can just be like, okay, what if it's a little kid who doesn't want to play t-ball anymore and they want to play basketball instead? You're going to friggin' scream at them about it? It's ridiculous.
Of course not.
Stupid.
That's a great one.
So just mindset stuff is helpful.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's oh, man.
That's my good shit.
Nice. Yeah. And we've got an iTunes review of the episode.
Yes.
This is from Mocha Mona 2846. They say, love the podcast, brings me so much comfort. I've been listening to the podcast for a while now, and Kelsey and Delaney have been such great role models for me. Oh, thank you. This podcast has helped me navigate so much of the anxiety, doubts, and discomfort I have had post-college and this first year of medical school. Oh, amazing. Oh, congratulations.
Wow.
It's so nice to have what feels like two hilarious big sisters who can share their wisdom and aren't afraid to be vulnerable. Love every episode. Thank you.
Wow, man.
I needed that today. That felt like such a nice hug through the podcast. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time to write that. And God, it just means so much, like, that this podcast can be of support or helpful in any way. Like, that just...
Yeah,
it just is the cherry on top, because it's just so enjoyable. And then that it's also like it's helping people is just
it's huge.
It means a lot. It really does.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Good luck with medical school. That's a big feat.
Yes.
Goddamn. Badass move.
Yeah.
All right, everyone.
All right, guys. We hope that you are having a wonderful time around the holidays. Again, in January, I will be in Orlando and San Diego. So many more coming up. So kelseycook.com for tour date tickets. And yeah, beautiful. Career Crush podcast.
Yeah, Career Crush at DelaneyFisher.com. And if you want to leave an iTunes review, feel free to leave one because it's probably going to get read on the very next episode. We're like pretty much caught up. So we'd love to love to read it. Thank you all. Yeah.
All right, guys. We love you. Bye.
Love
you.
Bye. Maybe I'm self-helpless. Thank you for tuning in to the Self-Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com.
We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, left an iTunes review, or feel free to post it on your Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast. Thanks, guys.